Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. In our podcasts over the last few months, we've been looking at the series What Saith the Scriptures, and at this point we've covered the whole of the Old Testament. Before we begin the New Testament, I thought we would do a short series, which was done in the Wicketgate by Pastor Seaton, on the Lower Lights, and I will look at his introduction in this podcast, and then we'll work our way through those whom he classes as the Lower Lights. Dear friends, this is the letter from Pastor Seaton, or he was pastor then, he's now Pastor Emeritus. Dear friends, I'm sure most of us have come across that class of book that sets before us thumbnail sketches of some of the men and women that God has used in the history of his church. Luther and Calvin, Bunyan and Spurgeon, and a host of others too. Men of the Morning is one such book. An Orchard of Pomegranates is another. A Casket of Cameos, A Bunch of Everlastings, and so forth. Such works do valuable service in giving us some broad facts concerning the Lord's saints of old, and whether it is intentional or not, on the part of the authors they are, in fact, following the pattern of the New Testament itself. Have you ever noticed how most of the New Testament epistles wind up with a bunch of everlastings, etc.? Name after name after name is set before us, with one or two remarks concerning the particular person named. Some of the people mentioned in these collections of saints are better known than others. Some of them are hardly known at all. Some of them are never mentioned again in the Word of God outwith the epistle or the book in which their name appears. But the Holy Spirit of God has seen fit to commit to everlasting memory the jobs they performed, or the persons they were, within the context of doing that job, or being that person to the glory of God and his everlasting gospel. Take the closing chapter of the epistle to the Colossians. For example, who was Tychicus? When all is said and done, who was Onesimus, for that matter? Who was Aristarchus, or Archippus, or Epaphras? Luke, the beloved physician, we might feel a bit more acquainted with, and John Mark as well. But who was Nymphas, or Jesus, which is called Justice, or indeed Demas, when all is said and done? Demas looms large in our thoughts, not because of any full-blown life story written about him, but an account of one memorable word in the course of one of Paul's epistles. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. And when we begin to take note of the brief words written about so many of the men and women who go to make up these biblical caskets of cameos, we are immediately confronted with one very clear thought, that our lives and our actions are ultimately and finally assessed in the light of how these lives have been lived to the glory of God and his gospel. We are not to think of that kind of thing as only true in the life of an Apostle Paul in particular. It is true with regards to every saint of God who ever lived, and it ought to be to our encouragement that God takes note of apparently little things done for his glory and honour, so much so that he even causes those kind of things to be indelibly recorded in his word that shall never pass away. In what way, precisely, Aquila and Priscilla laid down their own necks in order to save the life of the Apostle Paul, from Romans 16 and verse 3. We shall probably never know this side of eternity, but the deed stands written. And Paul says that not only is he to be thankful for that deed towards him, but also all the churches of the Gentiles, who were at Andronicus and Junia, in that same 16th chapter of Romans. For Paul tells us that they were not only of note among the apostles and his fellow prisoners, but were also his kinsmen, and they were in Christ before me. What a precious bit of revelation, that within the family circle of that rampaging Saul of Tarsus, there are already those who had professed the Lord of glory while Paul was still in the blackness of his sin. Rufus, Hedorian, Urbain, Mary, Julia, Apelles. Who were they all? So many of them unsung and unknown, yet known fully to the Lord, and their almost unknown and sometimes apparently small deeds recorded by the Lord in his everlasting truth. Over the coming months, we're going to take a look at some of these lower lights of the Church of Christ in the Word of God. And as we do so, may our hearts be encouraged to do what the old hymn exhorts us to do. Let the lower lights keep burning. God takes note. If ever one lesson above all others was contained in the general closing remarks of the epistles of the Word of God, it would be that lesson. God takes note. Our labour is not in vain in the Lord. He did it unto me. A whole collection of names, a whole bevy of saints, a whole bunch of everlastings, a whole orchard of pomegranates bear testimony to the fact that God is no man's debtor, and that he will honour them that honour him. The Lord make us faithful. And this is a letter written in the Wicket Gate by Pastor W. J. Seaton, and written in June and July and August, edition of the Wicket Gate, 1979. Thanks for listening, and as we work through these lesser lights, I trust that you will be able to join me in them and find the same blessing that I have already found through reading the articles. Thank you for listening.